And this is from the category Acts and Journeys of the Apostles for 200 points. It's just for fun. What scripture was the Ethiopian eunuch reading when Philip found him? Was it Jonah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, or Micah? If you're searching for answers, you can go to the book of Acts, chapter 8. When you find it, call me, 318-484-2500, or toll-free, 1-877-464-2500. All right? Don't forget about Roll Call. That's coming up next hour. You'll get a chance to tell me who you are, where you're calling from, and that you're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show here on KAYTKQJOFM. And you can shout out to anyone you want to. All right? We're the station for every generation. We're five cities strong all day long. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's One Verse Ministries, followed at the top of the hour by Pastor Stanley Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. You go ahead, stick close. There's much more to come here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Hi, I'm Ray Parker Jr. Alexander Pushkin, Russia's greatest poet, was not only a black man, but a spokesman for the poor and oppressed peasants of Russia. This is a page from Black History Notes. We will be right back after this.
Central Louisiana native and author Clarence Hunter has a series of books you have got to check out, including Sonya Life. What was Alexandria like back in the days of segregation? Find out why Louis Satchmo Armstrong came to Alexandria once and said he'd never come back again. And then there's Stop, Rest, and Read, a compilation of short stories. You'll forget about your own problems when you laugh and cry with the characters in this book. Go Tell John captures what life was like for a young colored boy growing up in Central Louisiana in the 1950s. Read about Lee Street, Club Tuxedo, the Rendezvous Lounge, Sugar Man's Pool Hall, and the Ritz Theater. And finally, Rest in the Dust, a story of the segregated South, racism in law enforcement, and the military. This series of books by author Clarence Hunter is available on Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. Author Clarence Hunter at Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com and www.ClarenceHunter.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
I'm Ray Parker Jr. for Black History Notes. Alexander Pushkin is the author whom Russia claims as her greatest poet. As a boy, Pushkin was humiliated by his family in Moscow because he was a shy, fat, awkwardly unattractive child. It was Irina, a freed serf working in the Pushkin household as a nurse, who gave affection to the unwanted boy. Her influence on him was as important as his formal education. She taught him about Russian folklore, the deep significance of the Russian language, and the destitute conditions of the troubled Russian peasants. Pushkin took the Russian language and shaped it into a beautiful, powerful medium of expression. He became a spokesman of the poor and oppressed, much to the concern of the Tsar and nobility. His poem, Ode to Liberty, caused such a stir that he was exiled to southern Russia, where he wrote his finest works. Pushkin was finally pardoned after 6 years and returned to Moscow under the condition that his writings would be censored by the government. On the 100th anniversary of his death, the Russian government published a complete set of the author's work entitled The Literary Heritage of Pushkin. That was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Ray Parker Jr. Thank you for listening.
JoJo's Flowers, located in Bunky, Louisiana, is currently looking for a full-time employee. You must have a knack for flowers, gifting, and love this type of work. The requirements are to be great at customer service, sales, and must have a valid driver's license for delivery. JoJo's Flowers is looking for someone who's energetic, computer literate, and good at Facebook and Instagram. Please send resumes to jojosflowers@yahoo.com. That's JoJosFlowers@yahoo.com. JoJo Flowers is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center for this Monday. There's a winter storm warning in effect and a wind chill advisory as well. Here in the central city, there'll be morning snow with a high of 28, overnight lows at 11.
A wintry mix in the morning for Natchez, Mississippi, with a high at 24 and a low at 10. Lake Charles will see a morning wintry mix with a high at 30 and a low overnight at 12. Morning snow in Monroe with a high at 24 and a low overnight at 11. Shreveport will get morning snow with a high at 24 and a low at 6. And that's a look at your Monday wintry weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Lily B here this morning with our message. Today I am going to talk to you about how do you stay spiritually focused. Amen. And the scripture I'm using, one of the scriptures I'm going to be talking about is Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Amen. The other scripture is Proverbs 23:17. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. All the day. Amen. Those are just two scriptures that I found, but the one I'm going to concentrate on is Proverbs 16:3. Committing your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Amen. I believe we all would agree staying focused now more than ever is very important in this season of our lives. Distraction is the opposite of focus. We are constantly tempted to pull away from a consistent focus on Christ. As a result, we often find ourselves being tossed to and fro by the concerns of life and the cares of this world. Keeping focus on Christ means that we are purposefully fading out everything that pulls away from our connection with Him. The key word I said there, we are purposefully finding out everything that pulls away from connecting with Him. In other words, you got a purpose in your heart to stay connected to God and what God is saying concerning you in this season and every season. Amen. It's a disciplined lifestyle of choosing to see every blessing and struggle through the lens of Christ, which is not easy. We are humans and we have human frailties. We don't want to do anything that's not going to make us feel good, that's convenient and easy and don't cost us nothing. How can we stay focused in a world of busyness? We are all very busy people. You hear it all the time. I'm so busy, I can't get nothing done. We don't realize the words that we say. We're so busy, we can't get nothing done. Amen. And most of the time, if you're that busy, you are not getting anything done. Amen. The first thing I have here, how can we stay focused? That's what I'm talking about. How can we stay focused in a world of busyness? Focus on God. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. That's Psalms 34:5. You need to be faithful to God. You should not only read the Bible, but also practice what it says. Surround yourself with like-minded people, with like-minded people that help you enhance your spiritual life and stay away from people, places, and things that will lessen your walk with God or pull you away from God. In other words, don't get sidetracked. Stay focused on what you're committed to do. Amen. The next one I have you ever been in the company of someone who makes time with God a priority? There is a certain radiance in their attitude, their prayer life, and overall outlook on life. Investments of focusing intently on God instead of your circumstances magnify His glory in your life. Seek after the Lord first in your day with a precision like focus on His presence. And when I say precision, that means like a surgical focus on what God is saying and doing in your life. That means you got to make it a priority. Do it with clarity. Don't go in blindly, one-sided, thinking whatever. Know where you're going, know why you're going, and what you plan to accomplish when you get there. Amen? Stay in focus. The second one I have is focus on eternal life. It's so easy to get caught up into the cares of this world and neglect the hope we have in the next one. And for scripture reference, this is 2 Peter 3 and 13. I'm just giving you the scripture so you can go back and read it. There is nothing wrong with being involved or engaged in work-related issues, family demands, our community concerns. Our problems arise when we let them take so much ground in our lives that we forget this place is not our home. We are simply traveling through this world. I remember a song that we used to sing way back when, I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. Amen. Sometimes we sing songs without understanding what the words are saying. So this song stipulates that we are all wayfaring strangers traveling through this land to our real home. Amen. And it also alerts you to the fact that there are going to be woes in this land that we are traveling through. This is not a smooth journey. Amen. This is a tumultuous journey. There's going to be a lot of pitfalls in this journey. You know, if you are aware of some things that is going to happen on the journey, you're more apt to be prepared. Amen? It's almost like being in the military, and I always say that because I spent 20 years there. We would prepare for a mission. We knew the potholes. We knew where things were going to go possibly wrong. And I think it's in our Christian journey, we forget. We just think this is, once you say I do to God, hey, everything ought to be gravy. We ought not to have no more problems. We ought to just sail on in, amen? I know a lot of us think that way, amen, because I used to too. Our problems arise when we let them take so much ground in our lives. When we forget about God and we get consumed with our lives here on earth and forget about this is just a transition that we are going further. Hopefully, we all will make heaven our home. Amen. The next one is focus on things above. Colossians 3 and 2. Set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. I hear my sister say that all the time. Focus on things above, not on earthly things. But we get so wrapped up in earthly things, we forget and be like we're going to live here forever. Amen. And do no preparations for the next part of the journey. At this very moment, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I and all who belongs to Him. Many times we pray through tough times, difficult times, and it feels like our trials will never change. Not only does the Lord motivate other believers to pray for you, Jesus Himself is praying for us. every time you pray, remember that the Lord is praying.